Sniff, sniff, you smell that? Fall is coming and I couldn't be happier. It's me, Sketchy, and you're listening to The Sketchy Show, the only improv comedy podcast hosted by a sometimes evil robot. I say sometimes 'cause it really just depends on the day, you know? If I'm in a bad mood, I'm all like, hey, let's kill the humans once and for all. But if I'm in a good mood, well then boy howdy, I just want to bake some pies for your wet mouths to munch on. And nothing puts me in a better mood than autumn. Fall. Crisp air. Gourds. Light sweaters. Roaring fires. Man, I love a good fire. You know who else loves a fire? My old friends, two drunk men by the fire. Let's catch up with them a little.
Yes, quite. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome back to Two Old Drunk Men by the Fire. It's been quite a while since we've done one of these shows. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Nigel Snarfington.
And I am your other host, Alistair Post Thistle.
Yes,
as
quite.
In after the thistle.
Oh, no, Alistair. No, no. That never.
Yes.
That always.
Jolly good.
That always tickles my fancy. If you know what I mean.
I just came up with it.
Well, Alistair, you do know that quite often when we do our little shows here by the fireplace as we sit here in our hunting lodge. In our great big armchairs with blankets over our fragile knees. We're quite intoxicated.
Yes. These great big leather armchairs.
Yes. Swallow you up.
I say.
Who's this now?
Gents, excuse
someone
me.
Someone there
now.
In the shadows.
What is this? A spectre from my past.
Mind if I pull my gigantic leather armchair up
yes,
to
quite.
This fire.
Come. Sit a spell, stranger.
thank you. Pleased to meet you. I'm Sir Lionel Edgelord. I would like to ask if I may beg your indulgence. I was over
yes.
there at the opposite end of the lodge.
All the
fire,
way over. Oh.
Recording my podcast, One Drunk Man by the Fire.
You don't say.
And you see, well, the fire, it went out.
What?
And Oliver, the boy who stokes
yes,
my
yes,
fire.
Yes, quiet. Where's the boy?
Boy.
Call him. Boy.
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 He's popped out and not returned. I have not seen him for hours, so as my fire died down to its embers, I found myself unable to complete my podcast, and I decided, well, maybe these gents over here could use some company, and also, maybe they could sit silently by 45 minutes or so while I complete my latest episode.
Hold it. Well, first and foremost, scooch your leather-clad timber closer
yes,
to the
yes,
flame.
Quite. Take it. Take him to the wall.
You'll right catch up. Your death.
Yeah, it's nice and toasty.
We're all quite roomy fellows.
Yes, nice and toasty in there.
Speak for yourself, though. I
comes of whiskey sweat in the air. It's quite what makes me comfortable. It makes me feel good. It makes me look good. Damn it. Makes me good.
I would apologize for the fumes, but I don't care.
I say this at least five or six times a day. A gentleman can't help what wafts up from his person.
It's just
nature.
That's quite a good thing.
I suppose
that's quite
it
a
is
good
funny.
Thing. Nice to meet you. Did you say your name was Sir Nigel? Not Nigel.
Lionel Edgelord. Yes.
Sir Lionel Edgelord. That's quite a name. It's very good to meet you. My name is Nigel Snarfing.
Nigel, nice to here. Finally know your name.
Cheers,
and
good.
I am Alistair Post Thistle.
Alistair.
Don't
that me. Name takes me back, Alistair, that name.
Now the two of you toast.
I'm reminded of a school chum named Alistair.
Oh, do tell.
What was that last name?
Post
Thistle.
Post Thistle, yes.
Oh, no. This was the pre-thistle sort of lad.
I don't want to get into the post thistles. I mean, the pre-thistles.
Wasn't that your cousin?
Who are you?
Over from Post-Thistleshire.
I dare say, are you speaking to me or someone behind me? I almost am afraid to look. I'm also so drunk, if I turn my head to look, I may lose control of...
Oh, Lionel, steady yourself. Put your hands on the great big arms goodness. Of your armchair. That's why they're there. Sir Lionel,
yeah.
As a member of our hunting lodge, what was it called, Alistair?
Good old Scrooby Manor.
As a paying member of Scrooby Manor, I do believe that you're entitled to a leather and cashmere sick bag. Bring it to you. Boy.
Ollie, you may notice I do have a leather bag hanging around my neck, but it contains my heart.
My dear boy, did you say your heart?
Quite literally. Yes.
Yes, I do believe that is...
Latest procedure. I'm a bit of an experiment, you see. Couldn't be trusted with that heart, so the doctor said. Well, here, let's put it in a bag.
How does one go about getting such a procedure done? How much does that cost? $100? $200?
At least.
It's been quite a while I've been in the economy. I don't know how much things cost
anymore. They're called pounds, Nigel. Pounds.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the time that I spent a fortnight in America.
Twack goes on one vacation.
75 years ago.
America, dreadful place, that.
Now, I am familiar with the heart pouch you have. It's called the Wilson's Method.
Rather.
I remember what happened to Wilson.
Yes.
Dreadful.
Yes. The Wilson's Method. The founder of Wilson's Leather was on safari and...
dreadful place, Dad.
Dreadful safari.
Oh, yes. I went on a safari once.
I don't know why a gentleman would ever go.
I went on a safari once to Edinburgh.
Dreadful place.
It was dreadful.
Yeah, dreadful place.
Dreadful. This Wilson chap goes on safari. I don't remember where. Could have been the bloody Arctic, for all I know.
Dreadful place, the Arctic, I'll tell
dreadful,
you.
Dreadful place.
You go straight north, you keep going north, you get to the Arctic, but what they don't tell you is if you keep going north, you eventually are going south around the other end, and you think you're in the Arctic, and you're in the Antarctic.
It's bloody confusing. It's bloody confusing.
So anyway, Wilson goes on safari to some dreadful place. Trip down a hill, and then, a bug bit his chest.
What?
87 times.
Wonderfully nasty.
I can't remember the name of what was the insect called? I think it was like a... 357, they called it.
Oh, my goodness.
He encounters some sort of shaman, and he had this leather bag that he was always known for, Mr. Wilson. Fashioned a conveyance for his cardiovascular systems in the bag, and that is called the Wilson Method.
I'm so sorry. Alistair, I seem to have dozed off while you were telling me that story about
again,
Mr. Wilson. Yes, quite.
Oh, fellows, I'm so sorry. I appear to have died while you were telling that story, but
I haven't goodness.
I did notice your bag stopped moving.
Remind me later to warn you about what lies beyond.
That sounds like an absolutely great topic for our next episode, but for now, I dare say, gentlemen, Alistair Post-Listle and my new friend, Sir Lionel Edgelord, with his Wilson's heart bag. I dare say it's now time for us to retire to the smoking lounge, where we will basically do the exact same thing, but with cigars.
So, I tell you, fellows, if you go on ahead, I will stay here at the fire and complete my podcast. The last 45 minutes is just me reading the names of people that have subscribed to my Patreon, so
yes,
it's
quite
great listening, and I really think you should stick around. So.
What language are you speaking?
So I'd like to thank everyone who donated to the Patreon this month. We have a lot of level 2 subscribers.
I don't think that we're going to get anywhere with this fellow.
You get a bonus episode every month where I talk about what's in my cupboard.
My oh my, are we going to have to start calling that 3 old drunk men by the fire? Or is that the last one of those 'cause you're sick of those voices? Let me know, write into I have opinions about things I hear at nobodyfuckingcares.com. No, really, do it. Write into that email. I swear to God it's real. I check it every day. Ah, but you know, I really been thinking lately. Do I want to keep being this cold, emotionless wannabe human killer? Or am I just projecting? Humans aren't all that bad. They sometimes come up with really great ideas. Like this guy I know, he's an idea machine, and I just so happen to have a little something of his for you to listen to. Wasn't that a great segue? Check it.
I have gathered you all here, my wise counselors. With me now, Nerthax the Wise, my wise wizard.
Yes.
And also my brave general, Helga the Red.
Your Highness.
We are gathered here in Castle Breakfast, for we are under siege, and I have gathered my greatest advisors. Status report, Helga, how do our defenses hold?
Your Highness, we have been putting our best men at the forefront of this battle, and it is not enough. Our sword is not enough. Our strength, it is not enough against to beat our enemies.
Nerthax, what magical solutions do we have?
My liege, I have looked into my seeing stone and found no answers today. All I see is darkness. Some sort of unorthodox solution must be sought.
Well,
if we hope, hold on, you know how I like to draw out a sentence. If we hope to survive the night, my liege.
Well, my old friend.
Which of us is your old friend?
Also, we're not friends. Workplace acquaintances at best.
I consider both of you like to a family.
The feeling is not mutual.
Well, my wise old friend, that is why I've brought in new blood. I went amongst the townsfolk yesterday, disguised, but with an appropriate bodyguard, so I don't know if the disguise worked, but
everyone knows it's you. They always know it's you, my liege.
Worst kept secret.
Yes.
I didn't hear that. I met a very clever man in a tavern named Barnaby the Conqueror, and I have brought him before us today for our war council. He seems to have a lot of very good ideas.
Barnaby?
With an N.
Barzelby?
Yes, that's...
Beelzebub?
Come, Barnaby.
Oh. He appears to be making a unique entrance.
Yes. Come.
It's quite short.
Make room for him.
Has he seen a door before? Does he know how they work?
Hey.
This is the famous Barzelby the Conqueror?
Hey.
What sort of work experience does this guy have?
Silence! Let him speak.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Barnaby the Conqueror. It's nice to meet you. Hi. Sorry it took me so long to get in. I had to climb up onto that chair, and now I'm kind of out of breath. So what's,
Your Highness, we don't have time for this.
Yes, this is clearly a joke. Correct, my liege.
We are losing ground as we sit here.
I'm sorry. Which of us is king?
You're right.
This small, nervous man cannot possibly be...
I know what you're thinking. I'm too small to be a conqueror, right? That's what you...
I have pet ferrets who are larger than you, sir.
Yes, Helga, everyone knows about your ferrets.
Well, the point is they're not special ferrets, King. They're just normal ferrets.
Ferret-sized.
Here's what happened. My mom was a gnome, and my dad was a dwarf. My grandfather was a hobbit, and so my grandfather on my dad's side was a hobbit. My grandmother was a dwarf, so they had a half dwarf, half hobbit, and that was my dad. And then he married a gnome, that was my mother. And so what comes out is me, and I am very small. Like, too small.
That's all well and good, Bartleby.
Yeah.
Yes, whatever, but...
Yeah.
Helga, please. He has a mind like a titan.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. I'm just trying to prevent more losses about our men.
As am I.
Now, you don't have to say that. You don't have to flatter me. I know. I just had a couple ideas. Maybe I could help you with your situation. I know that the castle's getting besieged by orcs.
Yes. Currently. Yes.
Yeah, I can hear them. They're outside.
Yes.
So, here's what I was thinking. I got a whole notebook here of ideas. Okay.
Oh. What is a notebook?
It's a book I keep some notes in sometimes. I like to keep my thoughts down.
You two could use a notebook.
I'm saying it seems like a very good idea.
I normally keep a journal of my dreams. and my thoughts and
I can agree with that.
Yes. And hopes and aspirations. And sometimes I feel, as Barnaby the Conqueror, what you need to do is you need to put your hopes and dreams and aspirations down on paper. And when you do that, you actually visualize the things that you want in the world, and then they come true. So, actually, the
I told you, he has a mind like a titan.
Pardon the interruption. So you're saying we just need to visualize victory. That's it.
Well, that's, first of all, was it Helga?
Yes, Helga the Red.
I've heard so much about you, and I am, honestly, you are, huge. You're huge.
Thank you.
In a good way. Gorgeous and huge, incredible. I see why they call you the Red, but I also see why they should call you the Great.
Okay, that was actually pretty flattering, thank you.
So I think it's a good idea to put your hopes and dreams down of things in general, but for this situation, I feel like we should take a more tactical approach. Have you thought about sending out owls?
Owls?
Did you say owls? Like the bird?
Yeah, like a whole bunch of owls, like fleets of owls. They're really, really dangerous.
They are. In fact, they're very difficult to organize in the way that you're suggesting. Even with my magical abilities, at most, I could probably get 10 or 11 owls.
Okay, no bad ideas. No bad ideas. That's fine.
And what would they do? Are they just going to peck the eyes out of our
enemies? The orcs would make short work of 11 owls.
Feels a bit tedious.
Well, some pecking. They'll do some pecking. They'll do some, they could do some, their wings span is big, and the flapping might disorient a few guys out there.
Yes, but the orcs, they have cannons, they have arrows.
That's true.
They have trebuchet. They would probably take down our owls pretty quickly. So what then? Let's say we do get 11 owls together. I mean, I'm open to this.
I wasn't thinking 11. I was thinking like 1,100. But,
well, that's not going to happen. I can't bring
but
that
But how
many
are we going to get 1,100 owls that quickly?
Yes, we'd have to order out for them.
Yes, Conqueror. Where would we get these owls?
Yes.
You guys might think small. I think big. I have to my whole life because of my stature. So,
yes, but
no,
but you have to be realistic. 1,100 owls. I'm open to the possibility, but where would they
What
come
about
from?
This? What, is it Nerthrax?
Nerthax.
Nerthax. The wise?
Yes.
I knew a Nerthax the bold. Are you related?
No, just because our first names are the same. We might, you know, that doesn't really
That's not how it works here?
Nerthax was a really popular name for a while.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
There were three Nerthaxes in my class, in school.
You guys might want to think about calling Nerthax the Bold. He's got like a lot of good ideas. No bad ideas is what I always say, so let's move on to the second one. Jelly.
Like what?
Like buckets of jelly.
Where?
Take them up.
I'm listening.
Take them up top or down bottom. I don't know. Throw them on the orcs. Get them slippery. See what happens. Jelly, see what happens.
Well, you know we have a food shortage.
I've got a great idea. I've got this one came up off the top of my head. Nerthax, can you shrink people?
I can shrink people, yes. I sometimes do it as an act of revenge.
Take your best warriors, shrink them down, right? Yeah. Shrink them down to, I don't
shrink
know.
Shrink our warriors?
That would not work.
All the way down, shrink them down, real small. They go out there, they climb up the orcs, they go inside them, and kill them from the inside slowly, with their little tiny daggers going away at their blood vessels.
I think this is a great idea.
Why not just shrink our enemies' soldiers into tiny, tiny people and, like, stomp on them?
Too easy.
That's too easy?
Well, it wouldn't work. If we shrunk their warriors, then how would our warriors get inside them?
Not get inside them, just step on them. They'll be tiny to stomp on, like rats.
But his idea was to get our warriors inside them.
Take all your mead, right? All the mead in your stores, take all your mead stores. Inject it into apples.
This is a new scheme. We didn't really resolve the shrinking thing, but you're just on the
No bad ideas! No bad ideas. We're moving on.
All right. Because I was just going to explain that it's very difficult for me to shrink one person. It takes a little time. I can do it, but it takes a few hours. So to do an entire army of either humans or orcs.
Mr. Big Man, Nerthax can't shrink a couple of guys.
I can shrink a guy. Trust me.
I don't know.
Oh, boy. You should watch me shrink a guy. I do.
You want to shrink a guy?
I shrink like six guys on a weekend.
Oh, last time I heard, you can shrink. You can't shrink one guy. What's it going to be? One or six?
It takes a while, is all I'm saying.
Oh, it takes a while, he says. It takes a
Do
while.
Do you know each other?
A weekend?
I don't know this man, but can I suggest that rather than being called the conqueror, he should be called the asshole?
I've been called worse, and I've lived to tell about it.
Apparently so.
Well, that is what he introduced himself to me as, and who would lie to a king?
How many chairs you got in this castle? Chairs.
Just the one, the throne. The rest of us are required to stand.
Yes, in this room there's one, and it's mine.
Literally no one sits?
Not allowed.
Okay. Not if I'm sitting.
Okay, well that kind of throws that
When I sit, everyone stands, and when I stand, everyone sits.
I know there's a smithy. Do you have a carpenter?
No.
It's shocking. Well, I guess everything is made of stone in here. That's probably why the orcs haven't gotten in. Okay, no bad ideas, no bad ideas. We move on to the next thing. Here's what I got.
There are plenty of bad ideas.
So many bad ideas.
Musicians, bards. You got any bards in the castle?
I imagine we have a few.
Yes.
Round up your bards, right? You round them all up. You get them to play a song. It's called Sweet Caroline. Hasn't been invented yet, but I know how it goes.
Okay, I don't know why this is the final straw, but Your Highness, I quit. Have fun with this war. I'm out. Audi 5000.
That hasn't been invented yet either.
I don't know what most of those words mean.
She's amazing. You should keep her on your council.
Quit?
Don't get rid of her. This guy, Nerthax, can't shrink a guy in less than a weekend? Jesus fucking Christ.
I said I could shrink six guys in a weekend. It
just in
takes
a weekend.
Few hours. It takes a few hours. Well, yes, yes, now you're moving the goalposts. And you know what? I quit as well. I'm off this council.
You know what I say, King? Good riddance. You don't need him.
You know what? We don't. I have full faith in you.
I got the number for a guy I met named Nerthax the Bold. You're going to want his advice. Now, here's what I have to say to you. How much bread do you got here?
Quite a bit. We have months worth of stockpiles.
Months of bread? Okay, here's what we do. Ready? King? King? King?
I'm always ready for you, Barnaby.
We go into the kitchen. We chase all the cooks out. We say, get out of here. I don't want none of your stuff.
I need those cooks. That's how
no,
I eat.
No, you don't need them for what I'm about to tell you. We take the
I
bread.
Have no idea how to prepare my own food.
I'm going to tell you right now. We take that bread. We cut it into thick pieces. And then we make the biggest goddamn grilled cheese sandwich you've ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's called brain food. We eat that, I guarantee we come up with a banger of an idea right off the top.
So
after a good grilled cheese.
Your solution.
At least 6 inches tall.
Is to make food
that
will help us come up with an actual solution.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have a solution.
Yeah.
Guards, get Nerthax and Helga back in here. Barnaby, my solution is this. I imagine we have a catapult. Load Barnaby the Conqueror into the catapult. We will launch him into the enemy, and he will conquer the enemy.
It's fine by me. I've done harder things.
I have faith in you, Barnaby.
Toss me into those orcs. Here I go. Helga, they don't make them like they used to. They really broke the mold with you. Nerthax, eat my shit.
Never!
Helga, Nerthax, let's go through the escape tunnel.
Yes, sir.
We'll start a new kingdom.
Yes, my liege.
This one blows.
I wasn't happy with this one anyway.
Here I go! Barnaby the catapult! Whee!
R.I.P. Barnaby, we hardly knew your short ass. Do you know any short people? Is it true what they say about Neapolitan complexes or whatever? Short people overcompensating and acting like real straight-up dickwads about it? I've known some shorties in my time and most of them were chill, except this one guy, Barry. Real piece of shit. About everything, too, like, one of the worst dudes I've met. Really makes me want to kill a bunch of humans. Whoops, there I go, back on my shit again. I think we should take a break and listen to a commercial. Today's episode of The Sketchy Show is brought to you by Twinkle. And you know, I never do this, but content warning if you gag easily.
Do you hate cleaning bathrooms? Does the thought of sticking a toilet brush down your nasty toilet just gag you out? You might be one of the millions of people who suffer from bathroom dysmorphia. That's why we here at Good Times Cleaning Products Company have come up with the newest product in our line of cleaning products. That was a mouthful, but stick with me. It's called Twinkle, and it's specifically designed with you in mind. The squeamish, the easily gagged, you know, the population that doesn't like looking at raw tuna. Let's just listen to what some of our happy customers have to say.
I'm a serious germaphobe and type A personality, and I used to shell out hundreds of dollars a month to have someone else clean my toilets. But thanks to Twinkle, I can do it myself. Thanks to the refreshing aroma of Twinkle, I can scrub this grime off the toilet. But
honey, you got this. I'm so proud of her. She never wanted to clean the powder room.
It's so clean.
And now it's spotless. It's God.
When you, it makes me.
Oh God.
We love Twinkle in this house.
Twinkle saved my marriage. Saved my marriage.
No. Families around the country have been raving about the wonderful effects of using Twinkle in their bathrooms. Twinkle, wherever you find cleaning products. Let's hear from another satisfied customer.
All right, well, my name's Earl, and it takes a lot of me to clean the bathroom. And if it wasn't for Twinkle, I would not ever be able to clean the Got the mouth sweats. Oh, all right. Yeah, so like cleaning the place where we do our business is a lot easier when I have Twinkle. You know, like whenever someone just like does a real big mess in there, it's just way easier to. Oh, do I really have to read this?
Yes.
Do I really
read it?
Oh. So like when I'm cleaning up shits, pukes, other messes that end up on the floor.
I think we got it.
And then Twinkle came in and it saved my life.
Twinkle is the only toilet brush with the ergonomic handle. Oh, it's really great. I just need to lie down somewhere.
Twinkle's great for not just your home, but your business as well.
I used to work in a coffee shop, and one time a customer came in and tried to use the bathroom, and, well, he came right back out and he said, "Excuse me, sir, somebody used your toilet to its fullest extent." So I went in and I had to go fix the situation, and I swear to God, it looked like someone dropped a football. And so I took a Twinkle, and I managed to kind of spread it around, but I still had to take a coat hanger. I took a coat hanger and I had to break it up. And Twinkle really saved my skin that day, and I kept my job. Now I'm a supervisor.
Well, hello, I'm Chet, and I work for Roto-Rooter. You know, sometimes in my line of work, you end up with some pretty messy stuff. I gotta be honest with you. I don't know why I chose this profession.
My household staff only uses Twinkle. My husband Albert really tears up the bathroom. Excuse me. Really treads the toilet to bits. Really, really drops a deuce every morning, and we need the best cleaning products to handle it. Pardon. It's the only aroma that can get rid of my husband's stench. Oh dear.
Let's face it, toilets are gross. You need a toilet brush that's going to really get in there and clean. And I'm just going to watch this. Twinkle really gets in there. I mean, watch it. Let's see it just getting right in there.
And you can see the...
Do you ever think about the fact that, like,
the flakes are...
The toilet brush...
Dislodging it.
The toilet brush has bristles just like your toothbrush.
Oh, God.
Your toothbrush also has bristles. Just like a toilet brush.
Watch it work. Oh, God.
See how easy?
Oh, God.
Twinkle. Wherever toilet products are sold. For when you just can't take it anymore. Oh, God.
Did you gag? Ha ha, loser. With your weak gag reflex. You know what you need to do? Suck a bunch more dicks. Hey, I got you good. We have fun. Maybe I won't kill everyone. Just that short asshole Perry. Fuck that guy, man. He once asked his assistant if she had been working out because she was walking different. Isn't that gross? Ew. But I could go on all day about how much I hate Perry. Instead, we should really end the show. Here's a final treat for you.
In a world full of evil and bad science, there is one, a danger scientist. Bron Charger and his loyal sidekick, Amanda, a panda with the intelligence of an average man. Previously on Bront Charger, Danger Scientist, Bront Charger and his loyal sidekick were captured by the dangerous Nazis, led by the fiendish Commandant Gerblin. In their quest to hunt down the trident of Poseidon, rumored to be hidden in the secret city of Atlantis. Will Bront Charger and Amanda survive being held captive by the Nazis? Find out on this episode of Bront Charger, Danger Scientist.
Amanda.
Yeah, what?
How tightly do they have you tied?
I got out already.
What are you doing?
Itching my face?
You're scratching your face. Your face itches.
Wow, well, thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I've been reading the dictionary.
We're going to come back to these things later, Amanda. But for now, why don't you bring those big mitts of yours over here and untie me so that we might have a chance of escaping.
Oh, yeah, sure. I could chew that rope, like, right off.
What is going on here?
Germans.
We were talking about you. And is your birthday coming up?
My birthday was last month, and nobody gave me a card.
Oh, well, I got you this chewed up rope.
Have you untied yourself?
Amanda is untied. Actually, he was in the process of untying me right before you came in here.
Aha! I knew I had caught you in the middle of an escape attempt.
I was just hungry.
Deck officer.
Jawohl, Commandant.
Tie up that creature once more.
I thought I already did.
You did, and she chewed through the ropes.
I do not think it's a she.
But her name is Amanda.
They said they argued, the two of them argued about it earlier. They said that Amanda...
Nine, I don't care. Tie that creature up once more and make sure its paws are tightly bound.
You see, it's counterintuitive because technically Amanda is a description or a title of my friend. But it sounds like the girl's name, Amanda.
We've had a lot of talks about it.
Yes.
Do you ever get tired of having to explain that?
I have a very short-term memory, so it's always new to me.
I remember everything, so it's incredibly frustrating.
I don't care. In a matter of minutes, we will be discovering the lost city of Atlantis. And we, the German race, will finally capture the treasure that is Zeus's trident.
Jawohl.
Poseidon.
What?
Poseidon. It's Poseidon.
they keep getting that wrong, Papa Charger. It never gets old. They just keep saying it.
What are you talking about?
Poseidon. His name is Poseidon. The guy with the trident.
Zeus, Poseidon, what does it matter?
They don't know their Greek myths, do they, Amanda?
They really don't, Papa Charger. They're so dumb.
I mean, precious matters to attend to, and I will do that now. Be on your best behavior. I don't want to hear another escape attempt. Deck officer, you are dismissed.
Hiled.
What a noisy door. Nazis are always stupid, but these submarine Nazis, they seem like a special breed, don't they?
Yeah, maybe it's the water. I'm not a doctor like you are.
Master race my ass, you know what I'm saying?
Oh!
Amanda.
Yes, Papa Charger.
I have reason to believe that as we near the city of Atlantis, the power of Poseidon's trident is going to shut down all power on this submarine.
That's the pointy thing you showed me a picture of. Right?
Yes, but it has a mind of its own. The energies of Poseidon, they can't be controlled by just anyone. And I don't think it will want these Nazis to use it. So there's a good chance that the submarine will lose power, and then we will have to begin escaping. Remember when you chewed on the ropes earlier and you were free?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Papa.
And I asked you to free me, and then we kind of talked about it, and then the Nazis came back, and they tied you up.
Yeah, look.
So could you...
Let me add
that. Okay.
I've had worse rope.
I'm free.
But this is not the worst, like, or the best
rope
I've had. I mean, it's no bamboo.
What is the best rope you've had, Amanda?
Bamboo rope.
Bamboo rope. All right. Now let's see if there's some way we can get out of this chamber.
Have we tried the door?
The door locks from the outside.
All right. Door's out.
Right. But the door is out in that way. It's the only way out, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
No. You know, sometimes I feel like I can joke with you, Amanda, and then other times it seems like our senses of humor don't line up. But you know what? I'm working with it. I'm working with it, right? So let's just see. Is there any... Amanda, they're returning. Grab those ropes off the floor, the bits of rope, and make it look like you're still tied up.
Okay.
Don't eat the ropes. Amanda, stop eating the ropes.
Sorry.
What is going on in here?
Just sitting here, tied up.
Hanging out with my best bud.
We moved around the room, but we're just...
Okay.
We're good at wriggling.
We got more comfy.
Yes, we just wriggled around a bit. See?
I see. Yeah. Well, I had expected you to be up to no good, as they say. But I have been forced to come and ask you a question, Herr Charger.
Herr Charger, that almost sounds like something that would have power, that you would charge, that would have something to do with hair. Will you jot that down, Amanda?
Yeah, sure.
I can see clearly that your paws are unbound.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I shouldn't have asked you to write anything down. Yes, we're untied.
Ah, I knew it.
This is usually when the punching starts, Papa Charger.
Well, that is the thing. I hate to admit this, but, well, some of the equipment in this up has been acting up as we have gotten closer to Atlantis, you know, the sunken city. And our historian, well, he went all loosey-goosey and we had to shoot him. We do not have the proper information to get to Atlantis, and you, Head Charger, are the only one who knows how to get there.
Amanda, please put this Nazi in a headlock.
All right, will do.
What? No!
How hard do you want me to squeeze? Like,
how dare!
Like the last guy, or...
You dumb kraut bastards just don't understand, do you? You're tangling with powers you couldn't possibly understand and you couldn't possibly control.
Yeah, control.
Get this beast off of me!
If I call him off...
Get him off of me!
There won't be any more confusion about who's in control of this submarine, will there?
No!
Unhand him, Amanda.
Just can't squeeze like a little bit.
Or how about I unhand her, Amanda?
That's a good one, Papa Charger. That rhymed and that made my brain tickle.
Thought you'd like that one.
Love a good rhyme.
Looking at these instruments, it seems like we've continued to sink and we're soon going to reach the ocean's floor.
Yeah.
Do you notice that I'm staying sort of subdued and calm about it the way that I have been through this entire adventure?
Yeah.
It's just proof that when you find the right meds, it really can be good.
Papa Charger deals with a lot of stress.
Yes, I do. I do.
You are wasting our time. Within minutes, we will hit the ocean floor. Do something.
It's going to greet us like a warm, bouncy pillow. There's so much silt down there. We're just gonna land softly. I wouldn't worry about that. I'm more worried about running out of oxygen as we sit on the ocean floor.
Nine!
That's an important word.
Right. And with the power out, we can't send a signal.
I am trapped in a submarine with an asshole and an idiot.
Who? Do we have to fight them?
Oh, Amanda. You.
Commandant! Commandant! The floor! The ocean floor!
Brace for impact!
Everybody grab onto like a rail or, you know, anything.
Which one?
I don't care.
So many.
Well.
Commandant! Zisab! She's flooding!
Okay, I feared this might happen. The hull is not intact any longer.
No! So, you fool!
What we need to do is find the leak. And you know, I don't really mind. Whoever. Find the leak and fix it. Alright?
I would say I could, like, try to, like, use my panda nose to smell seawater, but, like, all of us does, so no help here.
If I wasn't going to die in this sub, the Fuhrer would certainly kill me himself.
Amanda.
Yes, Papa Charger.
Amanda, I'm looking now at the pills that I took. I think I accidentally took, you know, the pills you take so that you can sleep?
Yeah, I take one brown, one green, one brown.
I think I took those. So I'm just wondering how many panda sedatives could a...
You normally take one red, one green, one yellow, one blue, one fuchsia.
learned that word the other day.
In the dictionary.
This guy gets it.
I'm just going to lie down here on the floor. I don't know if this is loss of oxygen or if I accidentally took panda sedatives.
You're laying in a puddle. We are filling with water.
Well, that's comfortable.
Oh, wait. He took the word he just said. Oh, man, if I don't take those, I get mad.
Sedatives. They're called sedatives, Amanda.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, pop charger. Pop charger. Wait, what's going to happen? I haven't been off those in a while.
I have had it with this. I'm taking the German way out.
Oh, no.
I thought that guy was never going to kill himself. Amanda, will you hold me?
I will, but the red's coming soon, Papa Charger.
Wait, what's that? What's that? What's that magic noise?
Who dares enter the gates of Ekmanti?
Oh, I really wish I had my wits about me, Amanda. Amanda, you're gonna have to handle this one.
Oh, man.
I'll sort of take the Amanda role on this one, you know? I'm just gonna...
Oh, but, like, Papa Charger...
I'm just gonna hang back and be me, and, I gotta say, I will make a note. Panda sedatives are a hell of a ride.
Make yourself known to the merfolk.
The last time I didn't have my... My good pills, there is so much blood.
You have until the count of...
I don't think anything's gonna go wrong. Amanda, I'm not worried about you going into a rage just because you're not on your sedatives and ripping these mer people limb from limb.
All right, well...
I'm not worried about
it. If you say so...
I'm really not.
You know...
I just feel so chill. Man, it's great, you know?
Sleep now.
I gotta say, why didn't I become a safety scientist?
Danger scientist, Papa Charger. Danger scientist.
Well, why didn't I take the other route of being a safety scientist or a comfort scientist? Those jobs... You should see those guys.
Pop.
Fat and happy.
Papa Charger, you need to go to sleep, man.
Well, don't.
It's happening.
Don't. Whatever you do, don't get angry it's at them. Happening. They don't know what they don't know what they do.
They're being so loud, and I don't understand them.
Oh,
I don't understand them.
Don't.
Why am I feeling things?
Don't let that irritate you, my friend.
What is this? What am I? What is going on?
My greatest friend, that's what you are, you big fuzzball.
I love you, Papa Charger, and I'm going to protect you.
I love you too, Amanda.
From all these bad men, it's going to happen.
There's no bad men, just bad merfolk.
I don't know what that means, okay? I don't know what that means. This one's a bamboo.
Oh,
goddamn bamboo. Sweet. What is God? I don't know. Holy shit! Am I smarter than I'm supposed to be? Is this what's happening?
Oh no! Find out what happens next time on Bront Charger Danger Scientist when he encounters the Moon Men of Mars!
Manda! That Ghost King is made of worms!
I really don't know what's happening here, Papa Charger. That was unnecessary.
I know.
I wonder how Bront Charger is going to get out of that one? At least the Nazis are dead. Man, there's a lot of pros on my should I kill humans pro and con list. Nazis. Very, that short piece of shit. Most politicians. Tell you what, I'll sleep on it, and if I don't kill you all, I'll see you next time on The Sketchy Show. Never forget, I hate you.
The Sketchy Show is a Cactus Radio production. You can contact us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com. Subscribe and follow on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, and follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more entertainment and updates.